At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now, at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town, most football coverage in the 804. And last night was the 804 High School Football Walkthrough. Tonight's Friday Night Lights that can be heard right here on 910 The Fan. Coach Gary Criswell with Hokie Steve on the call, Hermitage at Midlow. College, all eyes on the Hoos and the JMU Dukes. And UVA has the best shot of any local team to make it to the college football playoffs. But they've got to win at Duke this weekend. Then they have to close out the season by winning the Commonwealth Cup against Virginia Tech. For JMU, they need to win out and get some help. 910 The Fan is the home for the most NFL coverage. Westwood One broadcast last night of the Thursday night game. Patriots over the Jets. You can turn on your radio. Actually, you know what? Set your old school alarm clock to 910 The Fan, so you can wake up Sunday at 6:30 a.m. with the voices of the Skins, Bram Weinstein and London Fletcher here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, as they will be ready for football action from Spain. 6:30 a.m. pregame coverage, Commanders against Dolphins in Madrid, and 3 hours postgame as well. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody. Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
It was the pride of Hopewell, Virginia, who's representing the New England Patriots, and that is Travion Henderson, who was a champion at Ohio State and is looking to lead the Patriots to a championship here in his rookie season. Of course, the talk's going to be about Drake May and that defensive side of the ball that has been much better here in the first year under Mike Vrabel. But to me, the story of the game last night was Henderson, 2 touchdowns on the ground, 1 in the air, as he had a total of 93 yards of total offense and 3 scores. Let's take a listen to the calls.
13th play of the drive after the Jets scored on a 14-play drive. Flip it back here, turning inside, spinning his way all the way into the end zone.
The tight ends, Hunter Henry, that time in motion with a good crack block.
2nd and 5. Pump fake, throws open, caught, touchdown. The hat trick for Henry. To the outside and cutting through and going all the way to the end zone is Travion Henderson.
Henderson, 3 touchdowns. Patriots win 27-14. Get Up ESPN has been discussing Sam Darnold, and I wanted to play this clip for you guys here ahead of this weekend's matchup, which is a huge matchup inside of the division between the 7-2 Seahawks
and the 7-2 Rams. Here's Dan Graziano on ESPN.
What are you kind of saying out here? I think based on the conversations I have with people around the league, the consensus seems to be that he's playing better now than he even did last year in Minnesota, that he has elevated his game in certain ways. So I think the playoff experience, that loss, you know, you can grow from that. That can harden you. That can make you tougher for the next time. It's a significant game here. I think the winner of this game is the clear favorite in the NFC and possibly for the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Look, I still think it's Philadelphia, and then I would probably still put Detroit number two. I do think 3 and 4 are Seattle and the L.A. Rams with the 49ers maybe right behind them there, but that's going to be a big matchup this weekend. Sunday night will be Lions-Eagles. Those are the two teams I like best in the NFC facing off against each other on NBC, and we'll give out the NFL Certified Game of the Week on 8WOD Radio today at 2:15. Over to college basketball on the sports app. So we are Richmond's home for the Rams, and Michael Phillips and I are taking the show on the road on Monday. We will be heading to North Carolina, the home of NC State, Raleigh, for NC State against VCU. Will Wade, the former VCU head coach, against Phil Martelli Jr. That'll be Monday here on The Fan. Virginia Tech hosts Charlotte on Sunday. Another opportunity for Hokies fans to see Neokalis Avdalis, the Greek sensation who's a 22-year-old freshman who is the talk of the country right now in college basketball. UVA's got a good European from Belgium in Tess de Ritter. They host Marshall as they continue their undefeated season, the first year under Coach Ryan Odom, on Saturday. But the last night's big game in the top 10 was Purdue against Alabama. How is Braden Smith still in college? He's got to be like 28. He drops 29 for Purdue in a top 10 win. Let's take a listen to the call.
And a loose ball ends up with Purdue again. Why not? Fletcher Lawyer from deep. And Clough has another board. Ninth offensive rebound for the Boilermakers. Smith finally got it. Third attempt.
That is big time.
Let's move over to college football on the sports app. Big, big games this weekend. And I keep telling you guys, as they have increased the field and have made it a 12-team college football playoff rather than, you know, the BCS or the 4-team college football playoffs, with being 12 teams right now, a lot of teams in the Big Ten and the SEC, it's boom or bust. If you don't make it into the 12-team college football playoffs, you're coach might be gone, right? And we've seen LSU fire their coach, Florida fire their coach. There's plenty of coaches that still might end up on the hot seat at the end of the season that are currently in the top 25, including Lincoln Riley at USC. He's one of the big matchups we're going to highlight. Number 21, Iowa, at number 17, USC. Feels like it's an elimination game in the Big Ten. SEC, Texas against Georgia. This is Texas's last stand. They cannot lose this game and make it to the CFP. Georgia can afford to lose this game and bounce back, but Texas cannot. Notre Dame, Pitt. Pitt can eliminate Notre Dame completely. They're at 7-2 and are still in this field because of their impressive wins. But their losses include against Miami. So Pitt would absolutely put themselves into the conversation, and they would eliminate Notre Dame. South Florida Navy is a elimination game that will be 12 noon on ESPN2. And then Oklahoma-Alabama, John Mateer against Ty Simpson, the Heisman candidates, is my favorite matchup of the weekend. And for Virginia, the sources are saying that Chandler Morris could return. I was told yesterday by a source I would be surprised if he did not play against Duke on Saturday. Clemson-Louisville is your Friday night ESPN game. ACC games on Friday night have been awesome this season. Let's move over to the NHL on the sports app. Every day on the sports app, we track the Washington Capitals, who have the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL, and he's sitting alone in the 900 club. That is Alexander Ovechkin, who has 901 career goals. But it was the Caps against the Florida Panthers, and it was the Caps who got the goal party started first. Let's take a listen to the call on the Fan.
Here's a puck in front, and Chisholm shooting, and a puck rebounded here for Down. Still Down on a backhander for Duhaime, within a whisker of a goal in three straight. Duhaime with great pressure, and here's a shot from Sandin, and it's tipped, and they score! The puck on the way and goes high, up over Tarasov, and Brandon Duhaime has done it again. He's got goals in three straight, and it's 1-0 Washington!
The Panthers would score three unanswered, go into the third period with a 3-2 lead, and they would walk away with a win on their home ice against the Caps, 6-3. Here is the final call.
Capitals take it with Declan Chisholm as the final seconds running down here, 18 to play. And on the dump in, it's taken by the Panthers in behind the net. Petrie just going to put on the brakes, and they're going to call off the dogs here. And the folks here at Amaret Bank Arena will go home happy tonight as they come to their feet. And a full hold in behind the net's going to do it. The Florida Panthers double up the Capitals tonight, and they throw the rats here in South Florida. Final score, Florida 6 and Washington 3.
Capitals had a really good October. November has not been the same. They are now 8-8-1. And they will get back on their home ice tomorrow night against the Devils. Let's move over to the NBA on the Sports app. On Fridays in the NBA, they have NBA Cup games. Group play in the NBA. And there's a couple of decent games tonight. The Heat are 7-5. The Knicks are 7-4. They will play tonight. Brunson will not. Brunson left the last game for the New York Knicks, their star guard, in crutches. Ruled to have had a grade 1 ankle sprain, he will be out. Magic against the Nets, their star Paolo Banchero out with a groin injury. It did not look good. I think he could be out an extended period of time. Lakers against the Pelicans, LeBron James won't play, but he started to work himself back to practice, and he should return within the next 2 weeks. The King returning to L.A. with an 8-4 record because of the play of Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves. As Luka Doncic told reporters, he does not want to talk about Nico Harrison. He does not want to talk about Dallas. He loves the fans, and he thought he'd play there for the rest of his career. Instead, he's in L.A. The Mavericks are 3-9. They're hosting the L.A. Clippers, who are 3-8. Both teams have struggled this season. And that will be NBA Cup play. And then the good game tonight on Amazon Prime. Yeah, if you're searching for the NBA on a Friday night, it's on Amazon Prime this year. Warriors, Spurs, Steph Curry, Chef Curry, and his brother Seth against the alien Victor Wembanyama. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. We are live and local here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. New rule, on Fridays we roll. Broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Not your grandmother's bowling alley. There's live music and entertaining. The pizza's banging. The wings are good. Great beer selection as well. You can catch AWOD here on Friday and Saturday nights, jamming out with the band. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline for a little crosstalk, it's Michael Phillips. What's going on, MP?
My man, what's the word?
Not much. We are looking forward to all of the sports action from this weekend. And, you know, at the top of my list is Virginia Tech basketball. And I've been telling everyone, don't miss this opportunity. This is a once-in-a-generation type thing. I think they have a Luka Doncic.
All right, so if you're more in the NBA than me, like, I watched the Providence game. Neo is fantastic. You don't have to sell me. I'm in. Like, a good college basketball player, I watch that. I'm a Jayhawk fan. Darren Patterson's fantastic. Like, I love a good college basketball player. Give me the NBA context, AWOD. If the draft were this week, where would he go?
Top 15.
That's
definitely
incredible.
Top 15, and I think he's working his way into the top 10. I really do.
That's incredible.
And he's older than like a Yegor Demin, who I think went like 13 to 14 last year, and who came in as an 18-year-old freshman at BYU, right? But Abdallah is, you know, a lot older, and he's got the experience. And yeah, I mean, there's just so much to like. I just pulled up a mock draft that has Charlotte taking him at 14 overall. So, yeah, it looks like I'm right that he's already into the top 15.
That's incredible. And, like, this changes the game, too. If you're a European player, you can come cash out in college basketball before you jump to the NBA now. Because it used to kind of be a bit of a crapshoot. Like, obviously, we all did the famous graphic with, you know, people being drafted during the Taco Bell ad, right? You know, because you don't know what you're getting in these international guys. You do a year of big-time college basketball, like, one, you get paid, and two, you're a known commodity now.
Yeah, I mean, it's changed everything. And I have to bring this up, though. I feel terrible for all of the high school seniors that are four and five-star recruits that used to get all this action, and now they don't. So they have to get used to MACtion or Sunbelt or CAA or A-10, in way of, like, Nick Lewis, who should be at, like, a Kentucky, you know, was, like, a top 20 player in the country.
Yeah, you know that this bothers me, too. We need four-year contracts, four-year guys. You need to learn your team, love your team, you know, grow that affinity for your team. Brandon Jennings is not the best player on this year's VCU basketball team, but he's the one fans cheer the loudest for when he comes in because we know him, because we have that relationship with him. And certainly if Christian Furman ever has a big night, he's going to get that because he's been here, because we know him, because we love him. It just feels like that's becoming a rarer and rarer thing.
Michael Phillips with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline for a little crosstalk. You're home for the Commanders with a 6:30 start to the pregame show. 9:30 will be your kickoff. And, you know, Michael, Dan Quinn, I think the seat is starting to heat up slightly. I do. And I'm promoting and advocating for him to be the coach for next year. And I said I will continue to defend him until January 1st, 2027. He's earned 3 years in Washington because of the success he had in year one. But if they have another 21-point defeat, it's going to be hard to continue to defend Dan Quinn. It feels like every single week it's harder to defend Dan Quinn. But this week in particular, with him taking over defensive coordinator duties, he needs to see a defense improve.
Well, he's putting his neck on the line, no doubt about that, right? When you make yourself defensive coordinator, it's hard to find any scapegoats for the performance of the defense, right? He's calling the defensive plays. He's the head coach. Whatever happens with the defense, that's on Dan Quinn. Now, there's really nobody else in the middleman. Now, I appreciate that confidence, right? The confidence of, I'm going to turn this around. I'm Dan Quinn. I know what I'm doing. I coached the Legion of Boom. I coached the Dallas Cowboys in some high-profile playoff appearances. I know what I'm doing here. I hope that's right. You will defend him until 27. That's great. I'm not going to for reasons that we've litigated plenty around here. But bottom line, he owns these results. And if the defense improves on Sunday, it reflects very well on him. And I think he's very much on the path to coming back.
Where are you at on Cliff Kingsbury and the role that he will have next season? Are you pretty confident he will be a head coach in the NFL or in college?
No, I don't think he wants to go back to college. I think he's got his eyes set on redemption in the NFL. And man, college head coach these days is brutal because you got to coordinate the GM, you got to coordinate the coordinators. You see a lot of guys, right, like Chip Kelly, like, I'm not going to be a head coach anymore. Being a coordinator is pretty cool at the college level. Like, you know, somebody else figure out who my guys are. I'll just coach them up, make sure I end up with a good program. I don't think Cliff will take a college job. Maybe he surprises me. Look, a ton of colleges are going to call him and ask his interest. He's going to have his pick of really good jobs if he wanted to go to college. I don't think he's interested in that. The question is, does he get an NFL job? And does he want an NFL job, right? I think Cincy would be a great fit for him. Go work with Joe Burrow. He certainly demonstrated his ability to get the most out of star quarterbacks. And also, he left Arizona. And I think he understood when he left Arizona that the bad ownership was part of why that went south. Not the whole reason, but part of it. Since he is a bad ownership situation, everybody knows that. Everybody understands that. Are you going to roll the dice there and try to overcome that again? Are you going to wait for a better situation? And is he even going to be wanted after this slow start to the season? So I think the two options here are he's offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders or he's a head coach in the NFL. I don't think he goes back to college.
Michael, what's at the top of your sports viewing this weekend?
UVA Duke, let's go. High stakes game. We got Chandler Morris maybe coming back from a concussion if the doctors clear him on Saturday morning. No practice all week, but we know how good he is. He's a playmaker. Winner of this game has the inside track to the ACC championship game. Potential playoff berth. Georgia Tech doesn't scare me. Bring on the Yellow Jackets. I'll say that on the radio. That's going to be a fun football game, right? And in Durham, which we don't get a chance to say often, I'm looking forward to seeing which team comes out on top. And if it's Duke, you know, I probably won't speak of them the rest of the season. That doesn't do anything for me. But if it's UVA, good things could happen there. And we got a great NFL Sunday, Adam. Obviously, we got the Commanders. We get them out of the way by noon. The early window's got bangers. The afternoon window has bangers. And you got Lions, Eagles in prime time. We got a really good NFL schedule this weekend.
Yep, and it starts bright and early from Madrid, Commanders against the Dolphins, right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You know, back to Cliff Kingsbury for a second here. They were able to kind of run the ball, and it was, you know, overlooked because the defense gave up a touchdown, felt like every time the Lions touched the ball. But Cliff made a commitment to running the ball, and I think you're going to see that again against the Miami Dolphins. How many carries are you expecting for a Bill, for a Rodriguez, for a McNichols? I kind of think Rodriguez needs to get like 75% of the carries.
Yeah, and touches too, right? Because McNichols gets touches in the pass game as well, which helps out the wide receivers. Yes. And that's one of the things I complimented Cliff Kingsbury on. Did it work? No. They lost by a lot. You know, 21, like, okay, that's a decent number, not a great number in the NFL. But he's trying things. He understands this isn't the roster they started the season with. They need adjustments. They're going to get adjustments from Cliff Kingsbury. And I respect that he is attempting to move to being a run-first guy, which is not historically his pattern. But it's what this team needs to be, and I'm excited to see C-Rod for another week. I think McNichols has been great. Waiting for Bill to have a breakout. Look, he's got the raw skills. He's struggled recently, no doubt about that, but I think he can bounce back.
Michael, always appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Hey, let's road trip on Monday.
Let's do it. And that's going to be a ton of fun. Hopefully, we'll come home with a win. That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, 10 to noon. I'm AWOD Radio, 12 to 3, right here on The Fan.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on a Friday in Richmond, Virginia. Happy Friday, everybody. On Fridays, new rule, we roll. Broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. And we are going to head out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline right now as Moneyline Mac will join the show for a segment we call University Drive.
University Drive. Scores, rivalries, rankings, all the college football in the state of Virginia. We'll follow the action all season long.
Oh, yeah!
University Drive on AWOD Radio.
Mac, I'll tell you, I was watching the action last week, and all I could think about is, have you missed this season? I feel like you're on an unbelievable heater.
It has been a good year, and let's keep it going. We got a couple more weeks to go before the playoff, and yeah, this is a great time of year. This playoff is heating up.
Yeah, and let's start with the college football playoffs. Outside of giving away bets, I know you support some of the local schools like I do, even though West Virginia doesn't count as in Virginia, and that's your school. But JMU and UVA, what are their chances of advancing to the 12-team college football playoffs?
Yeah, I think both teams control their destiny. Virginia may have the biggest game of anybody this weekend, taking on Duke, who's going to be a little bit of a short favorite here. If Virginia can get that, man, they're really in the driver's seat to get to the ACC title. And then JMU. I think JMU, if they win out and they win the Sun Belt Championship, I think the other teams are going to beat up on each other so much, and I think the Dukes would sneak in.
That would be awesome, man. I think that, I mean, just to get in would maybe be like 40 to 50 million for your university. I mean, it's going to set you up for the next few years. I want to get your take on the Saturday 12 noon game on ABC. First, I need to let everybody know, I am officially paying for YouTube TV and Fubo. I've gotten screwed like none other, but I'll be able to watch the game. Notre Dame against Pitt. Who you got?
I mean, Narduzzi with the odd comments earlier in the week saying this game doesn't really matter. I'm going to lay with Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame is too much here defensively. It's a big spot here for the freshman quarterback for Pitt. I know he's been good his first five starts, But I think Notre Dame's a different animal. And last time Pitt stepped out of ACC play, they lost on the road at West Virginia. So I think I'm not saying that they're going to take the game not seriously like Narduzzi joked about, but I just think Notre Dame is on a different level than Pitt.
You just want to say eat bleep Pitt on the radio. That's what you want to say. I'm taking Pitt. I believe in Pat Narduzzi. ABC 330, Oklahoma, Alabama. Let me ask you this first. Who's the Heisman leader between those two quarterbacks?
Great question. Probably Simpson, just because Mateer missed a couple games, and then he was shaky when he came back in the Texas game. I like Oklahoma tomorrow. Catching a short number here, catching less than a touchdown. I think we get a field goal game either way. Oklahoma has had Alabama's number. I think they beat them 4 or 5 in a row. Obviously, last year, Oklahoma was the team that knocked Alabama out of the playoff. I just think that Oklahoma's defense can keep this thing close. I think we get a low-scoring, physical game here. I'll take the Sooners and the points.
Yeah, I kind of like that. Plus 5.5. I mean, I could see Alabama winning this game by a field goal. Big Ten, Iowa, USC. This is an elimination game for USC. I guess Iowa could maybe sneak in. Probably not, though. What's your thoughts on this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, we had Iowa last week with the points, and they delivered, man. I mean, they should. Yeah. They probably should have won that game against Oregon. That was a dream crusher. I think this is a tough spot. Quick turnaround, got to head out west. The teams have really struggled going out west. I'll lay it with USC, even though I'm not the biggest fan of that roster this year.
Texas, Georgia, 7:30 on ABC. Just an awesome matchup here. Texas looked to be, you know, doom and gloom, season's over. And all of a sudden, a couple wins, and this is their statement opportunity right here against Georgia. Georgia can afford to lose this game, right?
Yeah, I think if Texas splits the Georgia and Texas A&M game, they're in. So that would be 9-3. I think they would be the lone 9-3 team that'll get in.
Wow!
I kind of view Texas and Oklahoma in similar spots here. Going to Georgia and Alabama, both those teams have won losses. I'm on both these teams that are more desperate. Oklahoma with the points, and I'll take Texas with the points. Even though Georgia did have their number last year, beating them twice.
Yeah, I'm with you on the desperate team. I kind of hate that both Alabama and Georgia could lose and still be sitting pretty. College football playoffs, 12 teams. Give me your number of teams from each of the P4.
You'll have the G5 representative. I think you'll have one ACC, so that gets me to 2. Then I think you'll get one Big 12, that's 3. Then I think we'll have, so that leaves 9 spots for the the Big 10 and SEC. I'll go 5 SEC, 4 Big 10.
And then no Notre Dame then, huh?
I'll go 5 SEC, 3 Big 10, and Notre Dame.
That's what I was going to say. I'm glad we're on the same page. I just don't believe in the Big Ten this year outside of Ohio State. Like, I'm still not even believing in Fernando Mendoza and Indiana, but Ohio State definitely, and then we'll see. I think between USC and Oregon, they'll get a third team in, but I don't think they will get a fourth. All right, Mac, give us your top 2 best bets of the weekend.
Okay. I kind of teased it already. I like Duke laying the number against Virginia. I think Duke is the better roster here. Virginia's overachieved. They're a little bit banged up too. I think that they're going to run out of gas coming down here down the stretch. So I will lay the points with the Dukies, and I will also give out. Let's go South Carolina in the early window. Getting the points off the bye week. Texas A&M has played big game after big game after big game. Give me those points. I see it up to, 19.5 now or 18.5? I'll take the points of South Carolina at Texas A&M.
So, Mac, I'm going to push back on Duke for a little bit here because, I know Darian Mensah can move the ball down the field. He's thrown, 25 touchdown passes already. But their defense, how do you explain the loss against UConn and then they're going to turn around and beat Virginia?
I think that their offense can move the ball at will on Virginia's defense. So their defense has been inconsistent. In the Georgia Tech game, I thought they played well in spurts. In the Illinois game, I thought they played well in spurts. They just couldn't put four quarters together. I just think that they invested more than Virginia, even though Virginia did really up their spending going into this year under Tony Elliott in year three. I just think Mensa and company at home, it's a good spot for Manny Diaz.
Mac, you know I cover the ACC here on 910 The Fan, and I'm going to defend the ACC for a second. You play the role of the committee. Explain why a Miami 10-2 team, a 10-2 Miami team, would miss out on the playoffs over a 10-2 Notre Dame team that they beat head-to-head.
I don't have an explanation for it. You won't hear me defending that committee. So I don't really understand some of the rhyme or reason where they rank some of these teams. Other than there's one thing that's consistent. They do like the big names and big brands.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's just Notre Dame is a massive brand, and so yeah, they say, oh, 7-2 record, Miami 7-2 record. Well, Miami's falling off. No, I don't think that's the case here. So I'll be rooting against Notre Dame. I don't want them in because I have a feeling they're going to have the exact same record as an ACC team that, you know, they probably shouldn't be ahead of if they're not going to be committed to this conference and playing in the championship game. Let me ask you this. Virginia, Georgia Tech, if they played against each other in the ACC title game, who would you pick?
You said Georgia Tech, and who was the other team?
Virginia.
I'll go Georgia Tech. I think Virginia just has had such a magical season. I do think that they have almost pretty much maxed everything out here. I think they're going to struggle down the stretch.
See, I think it all comes down to Chandler Morris. And sources say he can return against Duke. I just don't think there's any way they lose that Wake Forest game if he played for four quarters. Their defense was terrific. They gave up a special teams big play, but besides that, you know, their defense was good enough. I think the defense will be key against Duke, and hopefully Morris will be able to move the football. But, you know, your take on how this season maybe has set UVA up for success in the future, even though they're probably going to have to find, they will definitely have to find a new quarterback for next year.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're a Virginia fan, you're in a great mood, you're in a great spot. No matter what happens down the stretch with these last two games, if they get to the ACC title game or playoff, yeah, it'd be great to get to the playoff. But they're definitely set up for success. They got to find the quarterback in the portal, but they just did it with Chandler Morris. But they're spending, and when you spend, you can get a lot of good players in there. And Virginia Tech, the other team in the state of Virginia, is going to try and duplicate what the Wahoos have been able to do this year, next year.
Mac, always appreciate it, man. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it, brother. Enjoy your weekend.
Yep, that is Moneyline Mac. Follow him on Twitter, @Moneyline_Mac, and check him out. He's a co-host of The College Experience, TCE, on SGPN on Twitter. I'm Adam Epstein, @AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Commanders, who are in Madrid to take on the Miami Dolphins. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from the Grant and Danny Show, here after me right here on The Fan, it's Danny Ruye. What's up, funny Danny?
What's up, brother? Appreciate the CCR intro coming on. Bad Moon Rising is correct about this football team. You may not know CCR because it's a band with instruments. If there was a little or a lil in front of them, you might be more familiar. But they have a pretty good catalog. You can look it up in your spare time.
Danny, Dan Quinn moving to defensive coordinator. I've been saying I don't think he makes that move unless he feels like his seat is heating up a little bit. As great as last season was, the amount of blowout losses have to make ownership wonder, is he the right guy, given the fact that he's the defensive-minded coach? What are your thoughts?
So, yeah, I could see that view. To me, I read it as follows. Everybody is screaming and shouting, and apathy is going to set in. Their opponent this past week had one bad game, and Dan Quinn said, that's it. Dan Campbell said, this is an emergency. I got to take over play calling duties. I can't let this garbage stand when they scored 24 points against Minnesota. The dichotomy is Dan Quinn, his charges, with one of the worst stretches in the last several decades of the league. Not just bad for this team, bad for the league. The team picking first overall does not have this happen, losing by 21 points in four consecutive games. Finally said, all right, I got to do something. But it's so much brotherhood. It's so much loyalty. It's so much hard bleep with good people and all this other kind of stuff. He didn't want to fire his buddy. So he just kind of said, hey, you're still part of it, but I'll call the plays. Just as a way to quiet everybody down in hopes that everyone left them alone. Because they still internally have an incorrect assumption and belief about themselves that they're actually pretty good and this is an anomaly despite all the evidence to the contrary.
So, Danny, would you say you are turning on Dan Quinn?
Yes, I would. And it's not just this thing. I mean, listen, all the cliches and all the Sergeant Slogan stuff, that bothers people. I mean, everyone loves it, and they can't wait to hear more about it when you're winning. When you're losing, it just rings so hollow, it's nails on a chalkboard. And that's my own personal bias. But put that aside for a second. The things that I care about when it comes to coaching, you could drop the best play in the world, either a guy catches it or he doesn't, right? Someone makes the block or they don't. I mean, these are, you know, razor-thin margins in the best league in the world. The things that I care about, they don't do well, which is they burn a timeout unnecessarily due to disorganization every single start of every second half. That's controllable. That's coaching. If you're not calling plays, which he is now, what is it that you're doing? Make sure that's on point, and they keep getting it wrong week after week after week. It's not why they've lost, but it is a direct controllable, which shows me that he does not have control. Contrast that with a Mike Vrabel, the guy that I wanted initially in this entire hiring process. They get that stuff right every time. It's not one of those things where it's nice to have. It should be the prerequisite. They do it. They've got 9 wins. Washington does not here in this year. It's kind of come crashing down for a million reasons. A lot of that is out of, you know, outside of Dan Quinn's purview in terms of player acquisition and some of the approach of this year. But I do not love what I'm seeing. Again, this stretch, the way as bad as it's been, does not happen in this league. And I understand injuries. But Adam, there are so many guys that are not injured who are guys that you would have counted on. You go back and look at that Detroit playoff game last year. Quan Martin has a pick six. He's outstanding in that game. Has been a huge regression last year. Mikey Sanders still an interception in that game. A massive regression. You go down the list, there's a lot of guys that they are counting on that have simply not performed. Where are my adjustments? So, yeah, I mean, it's not the point that I want him fired or think he should be dismissed or shouldn't be able to finish out the season or anything. But to me, the worm has turned a little bit where I'm kind of going, are we sure we made the best hire when it comes to it? Last year was so magical. It was awesome. That was a charmed ride. You can't take that off anybody's resume. But this year has been so bad, it forces you to ask what I think are fair questions.
Yeah, I like Dan Quinn, and because of the success of last year, I've been saying I will continue to support him until at least January 1st, 2027. I'm going to let him figure it out this year and next year before I make a move, but maybe that's just because of how much I hated Ron Rivera that I look at all the positives. But the defense needs to improve, and so we'll see what happens when he's defensive coordinator starting this weekend. But I'll say this about the Dan Quinn era. The thing that's pissed me off most is the penalties. Top 10 in penalties 2 years in a row, and that's on coaching too.
To a degree, yes. I mean, the can't remember the snap count, Zach Ertz stuff, where he gets another vet day. You know,
well, then bench him, or stop giving him the rest, you know?
Yeah, that kind of stuff is beyond infuriating to me, so I'm with you on that. But a holding penalty may be because you're beat. Right? I mean, think about a defensive pass interference penalty. It's usually because you're in a position of disadvantage. Is that a coaching thing, or are you not good enough, Marshawn Lattimore? I think that's, you know, always kind of part of a nuanced discussion there. But, yes, you're right. It's when you see those penalties, for some teams, it doesn't matter. You back them up 5 yards, they're getting the first down anyhow. With this group, it just everything seems to be such a rock fight. It's really hard for them to overcome any setback of any kind. So, yeah, that has been really frustrating for sure. I'm not going to talk you out of that.
What are you expecting Sunday morning when we wake up and watch this game between 2-3-7 football teams that are going nowhere quick? Is it possible we get an offensive explosion from the Dolphins with how bad our defense is, or maybe Mariota and Chris Rodriguez get going? It just seems like this could be a 13-7 game that the people in Madrid are bored.
Well, yeah, I don't think this is a great matchup to try to grow the game. I will say that people are going to go because it's a novelty and it's neat. So I'm gonna just kind of go through this in my mind. This is what I've been thinking about. Miami has offensive players that are human beings, which means they will have a wonderful offensive day. This defense, I don't care who's calling the plays, is incapable. They have no answers. They have no speed. They have no ability to counterpunch. Devin Achane is going to have 190 total yards. Jalen Waddle will have 130 yards and a touchdown or two. Tua will thrive. They can't rush the passer. They can't stop the run. They can't cover in the pass game. Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? So, yeah, I think it's going to be a disaster. This offense is, talking about Washington's, is fine with Mariota operating and very little weaponry around him. They're not good. I'm not telling you I've seen the second coming, but they'll be okay. They'll muddle through, get their 17 to 22 points. But Miami's going to score a lot more than that because, again, they have 11 human beings on the field. They'll have the same uniform on, and they are on offense, which means Washington can't stop it.
Can you kind of put yourself into Dan Quinn's shoes? What improvements could you see happening?
I have racked – this is what we've been talking about. I've racked my brain. I mean, every time you see a coaching change, Adam, you get some kind of – you know, the occasional dead cat bounce to steal some of the parlance. You get the occasional, you know, this isn't really fixed, but for a week or two, it's just a different voice, and maybe that goes well. But, I mean, the players are still the players that are receiving the calls. Maybe a call's better. Maybe something here and there improves. But, they don't have enough talent. They are not fast enough. They are slow. They are being exposed. This kind of hidden subplot is all things Shanahan offense, which has basically taken over the league and all his disciples, whether it's Shanahan, McVay, Matt LaFleur, and Mike McDaniel, and everybody have run circles around the Dan Quinn defense for years. They have taken his lunch. Go back to his last game in Dallas, that Green Bay playoff game, where they scored 2,000 points, and Dallas still hasn't made a stop. That, to me, is one of the subplots. So that's happening again this week. So Dan Quinn calling the plays into the headset, I don't know how much better it's going to be.
The talent's not there, and if coaching isn't going to change anything, then would you say Adam Peters dropped the ball defensively in the offseason?
I think so, but and again, I'm not as critical of that, and I'll tell you why. I understand the pathology, okay? What they did, and this goes back to their first year, they had a choice to make. They tried to decide between getting their teeth kicked in a normal rebuild. You walk in, you open up all the cupboards. Oh, my God, there's nothing here. Ron Rivera and the Marty Party were such a disgrace. There was nothing for them to build around. Very few players and pieces that are worth a damn, right? You don't have a nice core. You could take your time, train all the veterans away, slowly bring in your own guys, win four or five games in your first year, sort of continuing the losing. Or you could do what they did, which is to say, this organization has been losing for decades, regardless of who's been in charge. We need some culture building with some wins. We need to establish a baseline, and we'll apprentice some of the young players that we import. But we're going to go get Ertz and Wagner and Austin Eckler and the Jeremy Chins of the world and all these veterans on these one-year deals. Throw spaghetti at the wall, see if Cleveland Farrell can do something, or Dante Fowler, and everybody else. And they basically had an 8-win team last year that lived the most charmed life in human history. Jaden Daniels is a wunderkind, and they went to the NFC title game. Well, if you go to the NFC title game, how could you possibly change your approach? And they didn't. So what ended up happening is they said, okay, let's double down. Let's do some more of these one-year deals. Let's do some more of these things. Adam Peters is feeling himself a little bit and says, I can find the next Dante Fowler. I can find the next Cleveland Farrell, the next Jeremy Chin, or whatever. And it all blew up in their face. The older real quick, letting the counting on guys like Noah Brown to be anything other than injured all the time, just was folly, and it really regressed in a terrible, terrible way. I understand how we got here. To me, my frustration is the lack of pivot. This was time, the trade deadline, et cetera, to grab as many draft picks for a team that is devoid of them based on this build, trading for Deebo Samuel, trading for Laremy Tunsil. This was the moment to start that process, and they didn't. I think due to a lack of acknowledgement that this is really how bad it actually is. This offseason will be the key, though. You need to take a step back, get your teeth kicked in a little bit, but they need to be younger and faster, and they need it right now.
Danny, really appreciate it, man. Great stuff. Thanks for joining me.
You got it, buddy.
You're listening to A-Wad Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.